Hi guys, welcome to the Pet Quarter, the pet nutrition podcast that helps you feed your pet better. On each episode, we answer your questions from allergies, dog food brands, and everything in between. Please submit your questions at info@thepetquarter.co.uk with the subject podcast. We have the best community in the world. Thanks for listening. As people who specialize in dog nutrition, we are huge advocates for raw dog food. We have daily conversations with people singing the praises of raw dog food. We feed raw dog food to our dogs. However, in this video, I am going to enumerate four different things you should look out for anytime you want to feed raw, because raw, believe it or not, is not the best and it isn't for everybody. Let me explain. Raw food tends to be very tribal. So in this video, I want to dispel the myth that raw is the best. Raw is the best for people who want and have the capacity to fit raw. Raw has to fit your lifestyle first of all. As we always tell people, if you don't like the idea of feeding raw, or if you don't like one of these four things, you should not feed raw and you shouldn't feel bad about it. Number one, it is going to cost you a bit more money. Let's be honest, quality raw dog food is going to be more costly, especially if you feed an 80-10-10 or a high quality brand of dog food. Anytime you buy something with prime cuts of meat, anytime you buy something which is of good quality, that is going to be expensive. That, coupled with the fact that electricity and freezer space are going to be another factor to consider, they make raw feeding a bit more expensive and take a bit more planning when it comes to your household. Do you have the freezer space? Do you have the electricity power? Do you have any spare cash to be devoted to keeping that food frozen? Do you have what it takes in order to keep that food well preserved? All those things are really things you need to think about. Good quality raw dog food tends to be a bit more expensive. You are going to need some more freezer space unless you have a very small dog, and the cost of electricity is often overlooked by most pet parents. Tip number two, if you have a fussy dog or if you are training your dog, it is going to be a bit more expensive and a bit more difficult to do this. Let me explain. If you are training a dog, some trainers will say that you have to rightly barter with a daily allowance of dog food and maybe feed the kibble as treats, and you keep the dog hungry so that dog is paying more attention to you anytime you give them commands. However, if you are feeding your dog raw, you are not going to be able to take raw dog food with you and do some training. So the training bit will be a bit harder. When it comes to your dog being fussy, the generic advice we give people is to make sure the dog is okay and the dog is well hydrated, and to then fast the dog for maybe 24 hours to take the food away and try over time, over 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 days. And if the dog is in good health and the dog is just playing games and being fussy and holding out for treats or anything else, the dog will have to eat the food. This is a lot easier to do with kibble than it is to do with raw food. Why? Because raw food, once you defrost it, once you thaw it, it has to be given to the dog pretty much immediately and it doesn't last too long. So if you have a fussy dog, you will encounter the probability of the possibility that you will have to bin some of that dog food. And that is something disheartening that we do tell people all the time in our branches. If you have a fussy dog, doing it with raw food tends to be a bit more difficult. The third point is the mess and the smells. Let's be honest. Especially during the summer, you are going to be handling responsibly raw dog meat, raw meat, and that is not pleasant for a lot of people. There are people who simply do not want to touch raw meat, and there's a lot of people who don't feel comfortable doing it, even though they might think it is the best for the dog. So if you are one of these people who don't like the idea and you do not like the smell of raw dog food or raw meat, you shouldn't feed raw. Even if the food is of the highest quality, you will see vivid colors, you will see weird smells sometimes, and that is just part of the package. So if you are going to feed raw, that's another point to consider. And the last one, but the most important one, is does it suit your lifestyle? As big advocates as we are for raw dog food and as much of the benefits we see for dogs all over the place, we also understand that some people simply do not want to do it. So if you don't want to do it, you should look for a food that is of very good quality, that has very little if no fillers and no inflammatory ingredients, and where everything is clearly labeled and everything is of amazing quality. And in order for you to determine what a good food is, I recommend you watch the next video. Every week, hundreds of dogs walk into our branches with problems we solve. Would you like us to take a look at your dog's diet? Are you tired of going to the vet without making progress? You can actually book a one-to-one consultation by visiting thepetquarter.co.uk and under the tab consultation. Do you want to learn more? Follow our YouTube channel.